Senior Story, The Beautiful Scar, Chapter 6, Beauty for Ashes.
"Did you try to find your horses?" asked Wayne, as Curtis told about his dad's accident.
"Well, Bitterroot Humane Society did call me. I explained the situation. I was heartbroken, but told them to please find them good homes. Then I yelled at God, 'How could you let this happen? You ruined my dad's life and taken my horses away, too!'
My dad recovered, mostly, but even in his pain he found things to be thankful for. For me, the ranch, helpful neighbors. But I sank into an angry darkness. I was miserable until I met Pastor Shane. I needed a job to help pay bills, and Pastor Shane needed a ranch hand. He learned my story, and I later found out that every night for 6 months he prayed earnestly for me. 'Anger is darkness,' he told me. 'When we can't see beyond those feelings, it separates us from God and others. Thankfulness opens our eyes to see past the ugly things that happen in life so we can see the good gifts God has for us. Being thankful tells God that we believe he can turn bad things into victories.' It took a while, but I learned he was right. And now, knowing that God chose my horses to bring you happiness, well, I see his goodness again, and I'm full of thankfulness."
"But Curtis, I don't have my horses."
"Well, Wayne, maybe it's time to start thanking God for all the incredible blessings we've enjoyed since we moved into the school, and believe he's not finished yet."
They walked on in silence. Wayne felt worn out. He was tired of being angry all the time, tired of missing out on all the good things his family talked about. He was even tired of complaining. Being ungrateful and angry did nothing to get his horses back. It just made things worse. At that moment, he realized how important Curtis had become to him. What would life at the school be like without him?
"Curtis," Wayne stopped his friend, I don't know how, but, well, thank you," he finally blurted out. "Thanks for being such a good friend."
Curtis gave him an enormous bear hug.
"You know that meadow, Wayne?"
"The one I missed?" Wayne laughed.
"Yeah, we're going there. Race ya."
Their loud laughter scared a huge elk herd as they approached. Only three animals were left. A loud whinny hee-haw ensued.
"Shane's mules!" shouted Curtis.
Though Wayne was happy the mules were safe, he was deeply disheartened. If Scar and Beauty aren't here, then where are they? What if the fire...
"No, Wayne," Curtis felt his disappointment. "Now is not the time to sink back into anger. It's a time for faith."
They gathered the mules and began trotting back. One of the mules suddenly cut away and darted backward, then stopped. Lifting its head, he let loose another raucous bray. Wayne went after it, but suddenly halted. From the other side of the river came an unmistakable whinny. An instant later, two very spunky horses splashed across, hurrying to join the party. Wayne erupted with a string of thankful praises to God as he hugged his companions over and over. Walking home, Wayne realized that by refusing to thank God for anything good, he had missed everything good, which plunged him into his dark world. "You know," said Wayne thoughtfully, "this scar on my horse isn't ugly to me. It's the way I tell my horses apart. And now," he smiled, "it'll remind me to be thankful every day."
Curtis nodded. "God has good gifts for us every day. Hunt for them. They'll bring joy to your days. Days turn to years, and years to a lifetime. God gives us beauty for ashes. A pretty good trade, I'd say. Thankfulness lets us see that beauty. Stay watchful, Wayne, and be thankful."